How's it going, Real Talk fam? I just wanted to jump in here real quick before we start this new episode of Real Talk University with an offer that Christian and I have put together for you guys. Basically, as a thank you for listening and tuning in to all of our episodes and supporting us along the way so far. So what we put together is the Podcast Blueprint ebook, which you'll have access to for free. Absolutely free. This is a downloadable PDF containing all the information, actionable steps, tips, resources, everything you need to launch your very own successful podcast in 30 days or less, exactly how Christian and I have done so. After reading our ebook, you'll be able to launch your own podcast today, book your dream guest for your interviews, and get ads and sponsors immediately. To claim your free copy today, visit the link at bit.ly/RTU ebook. That's bit.ly/RTU ebook. EBOOK. Get your free copy today before this offer expires.
Yeah, what's going on? What's going on?
Not much, man. Thanks for taking the time to hop on.
Yeah, no worries, man.
All right, so we'll just get right into it. So I'm Christian. We've talked a lot over DM. This is Andre. We're the co-hosts of Real Talk University. We seek to influence and inform college-based audiences on the successes outside of the classroom that can be achieved through entrepreneurship and monetizing your passion. So obviously your passion is YouTube. Could you just take us through how you got started with YouTube?
Yeah, so it started about 3.5, almost 4 years ago, just like making Call of Duty videos and gaming videos. And then slowly, gradually started shifting towards like paying people to produce content for me because I saw that was like a lot more lucrative and a lot more scalable. So that's pretty much how I got into it. I saw like a lot of people were making money on it. So I saw it as an opportunity to make money. And then I ended up getting into it for that reason. And it ended up panning out.
Yeah, that's dope, bro. So take us through like that process. So initially you started with the content creation and like growing the channel. And then you kind of just honed in on your strength, which was just like growing and marketing the channel, you're saying. And then you kind of like delegated the task of actually creating the content.
Yeah, exactly. So I originally produced the content. I built up a channel to around 80,000 subscribers. It didn't make a ton of money, like 500, 1,000 a month, whatever the case may be. I gave someone equity in the channel, like 30% equity. The channel started making money. So once the channel started making money, I used that money to start more channels. So now I have around 15 channels, a third of which are profitable. And I just continuously reinvest and just start more channels and just continuously scale.
So where do you find like the content or the topic that you're going to produce content on for the channels? Like what niche or demographic do you try to hit?
So it really all depends, but I'll mainly look at like what other successful channels are doing and I'll replicate. So like gaming, sports, education, business, like I'll look at all sorts of different, you know, channels that are doing very well and just sort of replicate, put my own twist to what they're doing.
That's dope. I see you're wearing a TEDx hat. So I'm sure big fan of Grant Cardone and self-education. So like, how has that helped you? Because a big theme of our podcast is like going outside the classroom to self-educate yourself and learn these skills that obviously you are implementing. So.
Yeah, no, I definitely think it is important. Like a lot of people say school's not important at all. It definitely is important to an extent. But at the same time, I do think self-education is more important. Like they're both very important. If you don't know how, at the end of the day, like you have to know how to bookkeep, you have to know how to stay on top of your stuff. School teaches you how to be disciplined. So that skill will translate over onto pretty much anything you do. So self-education, school, any education in general is super important.
Sweet. So what's it like since you're doing YouTube, you don't really have a set place where you have to work from. So what's it like being able to work remotely from your phone or laptop at all times? Like, do you travel a lot?
I actually don't travel too much, like maybe like once every like 2 to 3 months, but no, it's definitely a lot better than just being strapped to like one location for sure. Having that flexibility to just go where I want, when I want, and then work from said area is definitely a lot better.
That's awesome, bro. So like, do you have, like, what's your daily routine? Like, what does a day in your life look like to kind of manage your aspect of business?
Yeah. So I'll just like wake up, response like Instagram DMs, clients, stuff like that. And then I'll basically like go on Twitter, check, because that's where I do all my communication with my like workers. So I'll go on Twitter, I'll check like if there's anything that needs to be updated or anything like that. Then I'll basically get on my computer, just like start schedule uploading videos, make sure everything's on task with all the workers. Like I have 12 to 15 workers between content creators and thumbnails. So that's the main time consuming part, is keeping everything intact. And yeah, that's about it. Just like working on the channels, working on my Instagram, stuff like that.
Right. And I noticed on your Instagram stories, you say like different content produces different ad revenue. So what goes into maximizing ad revenue?
So like there's multiple variables that go into play, like the demographic of the viewer, like the age of the viewer, where the viewer is located, how old the viewer is, previous viewing history. So if that viewer watches a lot of content based around like business videos, advertisers are willing to pay a lot more money to get their ads in front of those kind of viewers, because those kind of viewers are more susceptible to actually paying for a product versus like a 7-year-old kid that's watching like a prank video. So like prank videos, you're not going to make a lot of money. Business videos, you'll make a lot of money. There's a lot of variables that go into play, but the main ones are like the retention, how long the viewers are watching of your video, viewer location, the viewer like the viewer age, all that type of stuff.
Sweet. And like if you like, yeah, say like a business page or like a podcast or something in entrepreneurship, like what would you do if you took over a channel like that to kind of like grow it and start it to get into the right direction momentum wise?
I would just basically like get a content creator who's really good, because the content quality has to be super good nowadays on YouTube if you want to perform. If it's not, you just won't perform at all. So I'd spend the extra dollars to get a really good content creator. And then I would also, make highly searchable videos that people are actively searching for, stuff like that, just utilizing the search engine, making those trending topic videos, and just having a really good content creator in place.
Sweet. And then like where have you found luck like finding these content creators? Are there like sites you go to or?
Yeah, so a lot of the times just like on Upwork. That's like a huge source.
Right. And then the content creators, do you give them a direction of what videos they should produce, or are they the creative minds behind it, then they go ahead and execute?
No. So I give them the ideas and then they execute upon the idea. They produce the entire video. I just give them the idea.
Sweet. So you want to ask something?
Do you have any questions for us? Otherwise, we have like a lightning round that we can go into.
Yeah, no, I'll ask some questions. Like, are you guys in school right now, or are you guys fully focused on like the podcast and like business?
Yeah, we're both freshmen in college. It's actually finals week for us, so.
Okay.
Yeah, where do you guys go? Upstate New York. We go to Binghamton University. It's like probably
3 hours
from the city, like northwest kind of.
How do you like it there?
It's all right. You're based out of Miami, right?
Yeah,
that's definitely a more more desirable location, but one day.
So do you plan on staying in school for the full 4 years?
Right now I do, unless this really takes off, which we're hoping it does. There's a possibility that I don't, but I've always wanted to get a college degree, so I might as well just stay in school. What about you?
No, I didn't go to college. Like, I just, like, right after high school, I just did this, like, full-time.
So while you were in high school, you already knew that this was a possibility for you full time?
Yeah. So like in high school, I wasn't generating a lot of money off of it. But when I got out of high school, like a few months later, I started making like 15, 18 grand a month. And then from there, I just started like scaling up. And once I was getting like 20 grand a month, I was just like, there's no point in like pursuing college, which.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that
could have still been risky for sure, though, because at the end of the day, without a college degree, it's very difficult to get a viable job.
100%. Yeah, we're thinking we're just going to stay, finish out, because a lot of our audience is in college, so it makes it easier for like actually in college as well to like adapt to the content to put out, and obviously the audience as well. So that's my thinking for now. But
yeah, so I just want to ask, like, for anyone that's just getting started with YouTube, what would you recommend that they do?
I would say like the best thing I could say is like finding one niche and then sticking to that, like not making a channel based around tons of different topics, because that just doesn't work. Like finding your niche and just sticking just to that, whether it's gaming, find one video game, whether it's sports, find one sport, whether it's whatever the case may be, just sticking to like niche down as much as possible.
Sweet.
Right. And then do you recommend getting a creator off the bat, or just making your own content and figuring out how to edit stuff, because it's always useful to have those skills?
Yeah, so when you first start, I think it's useful to have those skills. I mean, if you're coming in, you know, with 3, 4, 5 grand, 10 grand, then yes, going the creator route. But like a lot of people don't have that spare capital, so like coming in and just producing your own content and saving up money, then hiring is usually like the more optimal way to do it.
Right, and then of course there's always your course for sale, so it's definitely a huge thing.
Sweet.
All right, so we'll just
go on the lightning round quick. And then also, if you just want to like start plugging like where people could find you, if people are interested in signing up for your course, just go ahead.
No, we could just do that at the end. That's fine.
Okay, sweet.
Okay, sweet.
Yeah, so the first question in the lightning round was, what's the worst advice you've ever received? And then what's the best advice you've ever received?
Honestly, off the top of my head, I really wouldn't know. Like, the best advice, worst advice, I really don't know. But best advice, I'd say, is just, like focusing on the long term. Like, most people, like Tony Robbins says, most people underestimate what they could do in 10 years, but they overestimate what they could do in a year. So, like, that's definitely, like, one of the best advice I've gotten.
Sweet. And then what would you recommend is, like, the best side hustle for college students? Would you recommend getting into YouTube, e-commerce, marketing, any of that?
I would say, like, YouTube and like maybe flipping stuff, just like whether it be iPhones, whatever the case may be, because YouTube's more of a long-term play. It's not something where you're going to start and make money in 2 months. It's almost never happens. It normally takes like three to six months, if not a year or two. So with that being said, it's obviously like it's a long-term thing. So I would say flipping stuff on the side and stuff like that.
Word. Yeah, that's smart actually. And then one of the other questions is, what does the name Chase Namick mean to the world 10 years from now?
I don't know. I don't want to build it too big, to be honest. Like, I just want to get to like maybe 50 to 100K followers and just like stay around there. Once you get to like millions, I feel like there's too much like BS that comes with it. So I just want to get to like 50 to 100K. I'm not trying to become like super famous or anything like that. I just started it to make more money, to be 100% honest with you. I didn't start it to like, I started to make more money. That was it. I saw it as another viable income stream. So I don't need it to get to millions of followers. I don't want it to get there either. So I just want to get to like 50 to 100K and then coast from there.
Yeah. And I noticed that when I started following you, you were around like 10K and you've taken off to like 30 cents since. So obviously your growth has been massive so far. So keep up with that. But one is, what would you put on a billboard for the whole world to see if you could like put one message out?
I never thought about that. I really don't know.
Yeah.
I really don't know, to be honest.
It's kind of deep. Most people would just say their app for Instagram. So we appreciate you taking the time, man. Really interesting stuff.
Yeah, no, for sure. Definitely appreciate your time as well. How many episodes are you guys in?
We just put out 41 today. So we do like 2 a week.
Are you guys, so what platforms are you guys on?
All the audio platforms. I think there's like 20 different ones we're in, just all the major ones, and then YouTube every now and then if it's like a video episode.
Yeah, for sure. Is it tough to grow a podcast? Because I do see it's becoming a very competitive space.
Yeah, it's very saturated. But yeah, our growth hasn't been that great. We still have like a strong audience that like comes back every episode, but it's more for like networking and making the connections at this point, I feel like.
Yeah, no, for sure. And as you push out more episodes, it'll just keep growing.
Yeah, definitely. And collaborating with guests, like via social media and all that kind of stuff, is like our biggest way of growing as well.
Yeah, for sure. In terms of my Instagram, I know you were saying to plug that. It's just Chase Namick. If anyone wants to check it out, I pretty much just upload like stories on there quite often. So that's like the best medium to find me on. And other than that, any other questions or anything else you want to run through?
Sounds good, man. Tried to make it quick for you so you get out of here. We know you're busy. We're busy with finals, you know. Got to keep pushing. So we're all set, man. Thanks for the time.
For sure, man. Definitely appreciate your time, and I'll definitely shout the episode out once it comes out on YouTube or wherever.
Thanks, bro. Keep in touch.
All right.
Take care.
Hey guys, show some love for the Real Talk University podcast by subscribing and leaving a review on the Apple Podcast app. See you all next week.